you know, listen, sometimes we emphasize the negativity in today's world, and there's plenty of it. But I do feel sometimes we have to accentuate when things are in a good way as far as actions are concerned. And that's where my next guest comes in regarding this story of statistics showing kids from low-income homes quit sports at 6 times the rate of children from high-income homes. And that's where the founder of Fins for Kids comes into play. It's a new New York City-based nonprofit and created by my guest, 16-year-old William Levine. We say welcome, William. A great job in general where your organization, Foundation, provides competitive swimming equipment directly to the coaches of teams with those who would benefit from your mission. Welcome aboard, and how did you come up with this premise?
Thank you for having me on the show, Jay. I was just sitting there one day, and I was realizing how expensive the equipment I was buying was online. And I just thought to myself how incredibly terrible it would be if I wasn't able to afford this equipment and pursue my passion. And I realized that there are kids out there with that exact situation. And so I started Fins for Kids.
And thus, the goggles and all the suits and flippers and fins and the swim caps, that's all included as far as the sport is concerned. It's going to help those strive to accomplish a lot of goals and everything else. But you had a vision come into play, and that's when this 501c3 was created. Did you have an aspiration to get involved for a period of time prior to this coming to fruition, Bill? Give me a sense of that when it first kind of came into the mindset.
No, I was just sitting there one day thinking what I could do because I was buying a racing suit for a competition, and those happened to be extremely expensive, and there's a wide range of equipment that people need, and I just realized that there was a need for this, and so I started it, but I didn't think of it prior.
Now, have you always been a swimmer? Give me a little thinking beyond that as far as the sport is concerned. Was swimming part of your growing up and thus getting into competitive events and whatnot here? Give me a little bit of thinking there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been a swimmer since I was 7 years old. It started off as more of just a hobby, but I really fell in love with the sport, and probably around the age of 11 or 12, it really starts to get competitive, and that's when I really fell in love with it fully.
So what is the first thing to do when forming this whole thing? How does it get started from the get-go? Who do you have to talk to? Who do you have to file paperwork and everything else? How difficult was that to try and get this started?
It was not too difficult. We had to go to the bank and file for the organization, and we had to the hardest part about it was creating the website, because I don't really know much about creating a website, so I had to get a little help with that and just connecting everything through the website.
So where are we at today? How much equipment has been involved? Where does it go? How many places have it now? Give me a little sense of that right now, this day.
So at this exact moment where we have money, we are able to fulfill orders for equipment. We just need coaches and other teams to request an order. They could go on our website, finsforkids.org, and apply for equipment, but we haven't been able to apply give equipment to anyone yet, but we have money to do it, and we want to do it.
Excellent job. Have you heard back from some of the areas where people will benefit from this that have heard what you're trying to accomplish here? Have you gotten some feedback already?
Yeah, we've emailed out to a lot of coaches in other regions other than New York, and they've all expressed that it was a great idea and offered their help. They have offered the support, but we've not found a team in full need of this yet. Of course, we know they're out there. We just haven't gotten in touch with them.
Well, they're soon going to learn about you. Now, is there a website? Is the website up and running now? Is that still in development?
The website is up and running. It's fins4kids.org. That's the FINS, the number 4, KIDS.org. You could either apply or donate on the website, and it is up and running.
Excellent, excellent job. What do you folks think of all this stuff? What do family members think of what you're accomplishing here?
They think it's great. I've received some donations from them, some donations from other people. We're still obviously trying to collect more donations because although we do have money to give out equipment, it will run out quickly because it's not that much and it is expensive.
It is expensive, no question about it. Is swimming something that you will maybe continue, not only through the rest of your school days, elementary, middle, high school, obviously getting into college? Give me a sense of that as far as aspirations going forward here. Is that something that you want to continue?
Swimming is definitely something I plan to continue. I plan to swim in college, and even after that, I just think it's a great way to stay in shape and feels amazing, so I plan to swim for the rest of my life.
There you go. You might see Mr. Levine in the Olympics one day. So, Bill, we take our hat off to you, our swimming cap off to you. And again, for the folks right now listening, where would they go? Maybe help out along the way with donations.
They would go to fins4kids.org. That's FINS, the number 4, KIDS.org.
It's really when I heard the story, I said, you know what, let's get you on, because I think it's something that really needs to be complimented for the great work you're doing here, and we need to see more of it. Fins for Kids, FINS, the number 4, kids, KIDS.com, to learn more. William, well done, sir. Keep us
thank you.
Keep us in the loop as far as future goings on. All right.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on.